Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Karen Kerrigan back on the show. Original founding member of our Brain Trust, folks. We've already had her 20th anniversary. I don't know what anybody else could do for us than she does. She's the president of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBEcouncil.org. One of my favorite people on the planet and one of my heroes, Karen Kerrigan. Welcome back.
Hey, Jim. Great to be with you today. Happy Monday.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure to have you back, Karen. Okay, so my audience knows that I'm still mad about the how badly small businesses were treated under the tax bill. We got a deduction, not a cut. We got a qualified deduction, and we got a temporary deduction. And I'm still angry about it, and I've been doing more and more modeling on this thing. And the more successful you are as a small business owner, if you're a pass-through, the more successful you are, the more you're going to get hurt by this bill and are unfairly treated, I should say. And I'm glad we got a bill. People are going to save money. A lot of small business owners are going to save money. But it's just blatantly inequitable. And I wondered if you know of anything that's going to be whether they're going to make any of this stuff, they're going to fix any of this mess.
Well, I think there is going to be, I don't know broadly if they're going to be able to do a big bill this year. I know, sometime in March or April, they might have some, other type of tax changes that they make. I mean, there's a House Small Business Committee bill called the Small Business Tax Simplification Act, something that we strongly supported that wasn't embedded in this larger bill that would have done a number of things that really would have been helpful for small business. I think right now they're just sort of looking at the big picture. We know that on the individual side, everything expires in about 6 years. So I mean, that's sort of the bad news for a lot of small businesses, but it also, we tend to sort of try to be optimistic and say, well, maybe this is a good news story and we're working on fixing some of these inequities now. So I think, there's definitely between a lot of the business groups we work with in the community, the S Corporation people, are working to, broaden, this 20% deduction to fix some of the inequities.
And take the cap off of it, for goodness sake.
Yeah.
Why would they put? See, that's the point I'm making, Kerrigan. Kerrigan, if you're successful, if you're finally getting to the point where you're making some serious money after probably 20 years of nearly starving to death, certainly the last 8 years of Obama, almost not making it. How many people are out there like that? They finally are in a position to make some real money, and they might even lose the 20% because they made so much.
The other equity piece that we're pushing for is, as you know, C Corps can write off state and local taxes.
Yep.
And on the individual side, S Corp, LLCs and, pass-throughs, they're saying, well, gee, come on, that is something that should be easy in terms of from an equity perspective.
Right.
Because that's a huge tax hit, for many small businesses.
Small businesses can no longer deduct state tax or state and local. State and federal.
Yeah, so C-Corps can continue to do that, and so we think that's a big equity piece, and particularly, as you know, Jim, I could see on the individual taxpayer side, right, maybe getting to a point where, on the property tax deduction. But on the business tax, if it's a clear give, to the C-Corps, it should be something to all businesses as well.
And no tax bill should cause any small business owner who's happy with their pass-through status, no tax bill should cause them out of duress to have to change their status. And there are people doing that right now.
Yep, they are doing it right now, and you know, and there are a lot of small businesses, as you know, that are C corps. I mean, we have a fair number of our members who are.
But it's because of a larger decision. It's the right thing to do for them on many levels, not just to try to protect themselves from a bad tax bill.
Well, no, exactly. I mean, they did a lot of the C corps, small C corps that have done that. You know, they're going to be raising money, you know, in the equity markets, and they have exit strategies. And there's a whole big reason, you're right, you know, for doing that.
Yeah.
And it just makes it
I know you're going to keep working on this, but please keep working on it, because this is the most inequitable tax bill I've ever seen in my lifetime, and certainly in the last 30 years that I've been paying attention to these things for businesses. Karen Kerrigan, ladies and gentlemen, SBEcouncil.org. She and I will be right back. Same with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.